Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today's guests are Brian and Felicity Curran, and today's episode is brought to you by Answer Connect, iPost, and Benetrends. Now more than ever, it's important for entrepreneurs and small business owners to work with a trusted financial partner. Benetrends Financial has been working with franchise brands for over 35 years, providing innovative funding solutions to get their businesses up and running, including their flagship Rainmaker program that allows entrepreneurs to use retirement funds to purchase or recapitalize a business tax-deferred and penalty-free. Get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically at Benetrends.com/socialgeek. Benetrends, 35 years of growing America and still going. Joining me today are the founders of a brand that I have just been introduced to and I'm kind of in love with. The brand is called Little Kitchen Academy, and the founders are Brian and Felicity Curran. Welcome to the show today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So before we get into the brand and sharing what you guys are up to now, you both have pretty diverse backgrounds. I'd love to learn more about that. Felicity, let's start with you. What's your story?
Well, I'm an extremely passionate mother of three. Brian and I have twin daughters who are 19 and one who's almost 17. And raising our children gave me a lot of opportunity to see their developmental habits and to see how they like to learn, what they like to learn, and when they like to learn. And over the course of my 20 plus years, you know, my culinary background, my interest in health and wellness, working with Brian in small businesses, and my education in Montessori studies, this idea just popped up in my head, and I just felt I felt it was really important to get this brand out there and build a concept where we can teach children how to become independent, responsible young people.
And having three teenagers at home at the same time, that sounds like a good time to go out and start a brand.
I actually think a lot about my three daughters, and this didn't, you know, they were in their mid to late teens when the Academy was born, and I really wanted them to see me as more than a mom. I wanted them to remember growing up and seeing, wow, my mom had some really beautiful education and experience and passions, and she managed to roll them all into one idea and see some pretty exciting success at it.
I love that. And Brian, you have a history in the franchise space. Is that correct?
I do. Yeah. Very deep. I sort of cut my teeth when I started my first company. It was a cigar company, and all of our customers were the convenience store chains. We had 99 of the top 100 C-store chains around US, Canada, and Mexico, and really was, you know, got to see it from a vendor standpoint. And then I was one of the original team members with Cold Stone Creamery ice cream franchise. We took that from, you know, an idea to over 1,000 locations globally. And then I actually became a master franchisee, first international franchisee. So sort of jumped sides. And then after that, jumped back to being franchisor again through restaurants. And then my last one was retail, being flip-flop shops. And now, you know, back at it with Little Kitchen Academy.
It sounds like sort of a perfect storm with the two of you, with, you know, the culinary space and now in franchising. Tell me about the Little Kitchen Academy brand.
The Little Kitchen, it's a really wholesome, beautiful brand. It makes people feel confident and comfortable, and it's 100% for the child. You know, we open our doors to children from 3 years old through 18, and it's really important we establish ourselves as the experts in this pedagogy we've created, you know, teaching children how to become confident, successful, independent, thoughtful, critical thinkers. And the best way to do that, in my opinion, is through teaching cooking. You know, when you're in a kitchen, you're learning the basic fundamentals of math and science. And what better way to experience learning fractions or division or science through making a cinnamon bun and eating it?
It's a fun way to learn math and science. It's a lot better than the way I learned. Yeah. So yeah, I love that idea. Tell me about where you guys are in the process right now. I understand you have a new location opening here in the States this week in California, I believe.
Yeah, we only started this about 2.5 years ago. We opened our flagship location in Vancouver in British Columbia, to a sold out registration with about 200 students on the wait list that we couldn't get through and have stayed strong, even through COVID because of our protocols and, our environment and our safety and everything that we do. And in the past 3 weeks, we've opened our second location, first franchise location in BC, with our development partner who's opening 29 locations in the next few years.
Wow.
We opened our first Toronto location in Ontario with another one of our multi-unit operators. And then 24 hours later, we turned around and came down to LA and just opened our first US location in Westfield Century City in Los Angeles.
What's so exciting about opening these locations back to back is we keep improving them. So little things, little hiccups, little things that we noticed that maybe were not as beneficial to the child, we've just added details that are just even better than before. And the Century City location is second to none.
Nice. Tell me about the business model. Is this a brick and mortar or is this happening in other facilities? What does that all look like?
Yeah, no, it's standalone brick and mortar. It's, you know, our average space is about 1500 square feet, give or take.
Okay.
We've actually developed a flexible real estate model because all the years developing other concepts, you know, real estate is your biggest investment. It's your best, you know, marketing. It's your billboard, essentially. It's also really hard to move. So we didn't want real estate to ever get in the way of delivering this gift of Little Kitchen Academy. So we've developed a 10 station model where you can have up to 10 students in a class, 8 and 6. So you can go to a little bit smaller square footage and tighter markets or smaller markets. And then we've also done something really innovative, which is our community container, which is repurposing a 40-foot steel shipping container that houses a fully functioning Little Kitchen Academy that can temporarily or, you know, semi-permanently be located on school property, undeveloped land for developers and monetize their dirt. It can actually go to rooftops as well, depending on the structure where we can have the best real estate in the world and they can have a green quote unquote rooftop by having Little Kitchen Academy there.
That's really interesting. I also saw something about the food all or mostly being grown locally. Tell me about that.
Our food philosophy is, in my opinion, is extremely basic. You know, we listen to the oldest, wisest woman on the planet, who's Mother Nature. And whatever she's growing right now in your backyard or in your farming communities is what you should be eating. So we tend to look at bringing in local, responsibly grown produce and ingredients to present to our children. And what I love most about that is if we consider going into a grocery store, the most expensive part of the grocery store is generally the meat and the seafood departments, but the most reasonably priced is the local seasonal produce. So our mission is really to teach our children how to get really delicious, bright, exciting, nutrient-dense food from the source herself, Mother Nature.
And that also keeps the cost down, I assume, because you're not shipping food in from halfway across the continent and ingredients and things, right?
Exactly. And it keeps the quality up. You know, our children want to eat with their eyes. What better way to encourage maybe taking a risk and trying a red onion because we want to add red to our salad? You know, what better way to encourage trying asparagus for the first time because it looks like a tree and we want to use it as decoration?
And yeah, and one of the coolest that. One of the coolest things, Jack, in our environment, because from the second a student walks in, they begin learning about sustainability, circular economy. Mm-hmm. And one of our global partners is AeroGarden, which is Scott's Miracle-Gro, and they power our living food wall. So every location literally is growing their own fresh herbs, fruits, and vegetables in season inside. So for a lot, you know, times these students for the first time ever are growing something from scratch and harvesting something to put into their creation at Little Kitchen Academy.
That's cool. So there's a little bit of economics involved, right? And there's some agriculture involved too.
Exactly.
Yeah, we I would argue with many people that we're learning more in the first class or two at Little Kitchen than we would in primary school. You know, there's not much you're not learning here. The basic fundamentals of education is very strong and very present in our classes.
Very cool. So the kids are learning. Now tell me about some things that perhaps you have learned along the way, now that you have a couple of franchised locations open. Anything sort of jump out at you that maybe you didn't know 2 months ago that now you know, and you're going to do it a different way for location number 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7?
One thing that really surprised me when we first opened, you know, and this probably can relate to most franchisees in any industry, especially right now with the pandemic, is staffing and bringing in the right people. And, you know, we presented a brand new concept, a whole new mission. Who's going to invest in us? Who's going to take a risk and try us out when, you know, they've never heard of us before? But what I'm seeing and what I've learned is this generation that's right in front of us are very mission-based. They're working for a cause. They absolutely want to change the world. And so if they connect with our mission, they're going to stay with us forever. They're passionate and they're dedicated and they're so full of promise. I think the biggest lesson that I've learned from today versus 2 years ago is this generation in front of us is, I'm so excited for them. They are going to make all the differences and the changes that I simply wasn't able to do.
Back in a moment after this word from Answer Connect. Everyone has a phone, but not everyone is answering the phone correctly. When you spend marketing dollars to grow your business, you cannot afford to miss calls or answer the phone with, hey. Answer Connect is open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year to support new business, current clients, or urgent calls, and they send messages to you immediately. They integrate with many of today's popular CRMs, taking advantage of technology and taking one more thing off of your to-do list. In addition to taking calls, they can set appointments, follow up with potential customers, and make outbound calls for reinvigoration campaigns. Let Answer Connect work in your business so you can work on your business. Call Answer Connect at 800-584-0234. That's 800-584-0234, or visit answerconnect.com/franchise.
You know, having been in the franchise industry for so long and being on all sides of the fence, you know, franchisee, master franchisee, vendor to franchisors and franchisees and franchisor in multiple industries, you know, having weathered storms and scaled globally, you know, I really learned sort of what pisses a franchisee off and what doesn't, and really what gets under their nerves. And we've taken a really, you know, a really authentic, real approach to the way we franchise, the design of our environment. You know, it's something that stands the test of time, and we're not perfect by any means, but we've really tried to look at things and say, how do we eliminate all of the heavy lifting, the things that, you know, a franchise partner shouldn't have to worry about? They should just be able to worry about, you know, operational excellence and telling people and sharing the story and the brand. And that's it. So, you know, I've learned, you know, from the first one we opened, which we really had to create a lot of things because this was from the ground up, to where we're at now, there's been really not much tweaking. You know, we didn't have to value engineer that much because out of the gate, we already had that coming out of the ground. And, you know, from our first one to our fourth one to, you know, number 423 that will open, They'll all look very much the same with, you know, very much the same equipment and very much the same, you know, global partners and everything that we do, which is really rewarding for me and somewhat humbling too, because, you know, it's franchising isn't easy.
Yeah, it isn't easy. And unless everyone's making money, then it suddenly seems to be very easy. That's a good place to get to. Brian, you've been around the space for a long time. Is there anything that you're watching right now here, you know, a little past midway through 2021 that you're seeing in the franchise space for the rest of the year or for next year? Anything you're really kind of keeping an eye on and maybe telling your potential franchisees about in the space?
Yeah, it's really interesting, Jack. We kind of fly under the radar and we love the ability to franchise because you get to share it with people and bring them on this journey with you. And there's really nothing more rewarding or cool, quite honestly, than, you know, walking into a location that a franchise partner has and, you know, and seeing how it's changed their life for the better, you know, how it's impacted them and that they're just part of this with you. And that's not the way it always goes, as everybody knows in franchising. But I think for us, you know, we stay focused on what we know we're doing better than anyone else in the world. And our approach is somewhat surgical, really disciplined. You know, we're only focused on 11 US states, 3 Canadian provinces, and 6 countries. That's it. With, you know, very like-minded partners, multi-unit, you know, larger type deals and things like that. And we're not in a rush by any means. We're in a, you know, lucky to be in a position with the investor group we have, with our global partners, our advisory board members, to not have to, you know, feed the belly through franchise fees and, you know, make mistakes that quite honestly I've made in the past. And I think everyone does. But, you know, for our franchise partners, it's very real and we don't even, you know, to us, this is just a business partnership. You know, franchising is just the governing body, quite honestly. If we didn't have to franchise, we wouldn't. We would just be doing, you know, joint venture business partners, but you know, smells like, walks like, talks like a franchise, you are one. And there's benefits to that. And then there's challenges. And, you know, the Joint Employer Act is one that, you know, we're, you know, very sensitive to and looking at, and it's actually shifted our approach for the state of California, where, you know, we're actually not going to be franchising in the state of California in the near future. We're going to be opening a lot more corporate locations and then potentially looking for larger partners, you know, that might want to be involved with us. Because of those, because that's a big liability for a franchisor. It's a big liability and issue for franchise partners too, and creates a whole another level of expenses and stress loads and everything else that quite honestly, no one needs. And I think everybody, you know, the state, the governments, the IFA, which is doing a lot, but it's like, we need to do a better job of making things easier on business owners to just open up and to be in business and pay taxes and create jobs and
not the other way around. What a concept, huh?
Yeah. I know it's crazy, but it just might work. So, you know, that's something that we share with our partners, on that level. And then for our team, it's just staying disciplined and saying no more than we say yes, and not making, you know, any exceptions to the way we do business, to our approach, to the spirit of our deals, to, you know, our core beliefs. You know, we don't make exceptions, and it serves us well. I think when exceptions are made, sometimes out of desperation, things unravel very quickly. And, you know, we're in a nice spot where, you know, we don't have to do that. You know, it's exciting for us. You know, in the franchise industry, I think I'm excited because I think we're 5 minutes ahead of everybody. And I think everyone's, you know, in that 5 minutes, they're going to catch up. But this space, this child enrichment space, practical life skills is, you know, not only is it lucrative and exciting, but it's desperately needed. And, you know, and I applaud concepts, you know, like the School of Rock
And, yeah, one of my favorites. Absolutely. Yeah, love those guys.
Yeah, good people, good leadership. What they're doing is great. What they bring to the communities, how they're growing. And, you know, when I look at things like that, it just, you know, it's exciting, and we need more of, you know, that, more of us, you know, out there for franchise opportunities for other people to get into business and bring these, you know, gifts to their community.
Excellent. Well, I wish you both the best of luck on all of the new openings coming. And if anybody has some questions for you, or they'd like to learn a little bit more about the brand, where can we send them?
Our website is spectacular, littlekitchenacademy.com. And I would encourage anybody to jump on our social media channels. We post current stories of our classes every day, and you can see the real bare bones, the true behind the scenes joy of our little students from 3 to 18 working and making beautiful creations for their parents.
Before we go, a quick word from iPost, the email tool built for the franchise industry. iPost puts the power of email marketing in the hands of the franchise marketer through multi-tiered accounts that eliminate fragmentation and enable franchisees to own and control all data. iPost gives your brand one place to support all locations' email marketing and one place to train and onboard new franchisees. Find out more at iPost.com. And thanks for listening to Social Geek. We're here to help you get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime. This is the Social Geek Radio Network.